How's it going today? How you doing? I'm Billy Bones, and this is A Walk Through the Mind, a moment where we can sit down, hang out, share a couple thoughts that have been bouncing around through my head, and see if we can't get some talking points to take and share with other people in our daily lives. And the other day, I was listening to another podcast, and they, in passing, brought up the rite of passage. It was based under the terms of youth today, millennials and Zoomers and whoever's coming after us, and just kind of questioning where it all stands. And then they just kind of went on from there, continued on with their subject. And I'd like to be able to expand, to kind of question it. And you think about, well, Joe Rogan brought it up a handful of times. You've got tribes that have a ritual where they create a mitt of some sort, and they fill the mitt full of fire ants, and then you're supposed to put your hand in there for 5 minutes or whatever the time frame is. Massively painful. But after you do that, you're considered a man. I believe there's other tribes that you get your manhood when you get a neck tattoo. Specific neck tattoo. And then what about times when you go off for a hunt, and the group hunt, as depicted in stories and whatnot of these tribes, and after the first kill, you bite the heart, you eat the heart, or you drink the blood. And you become one. You become one with the creature, one with nature. Maybe that logs you in as a man. That, you know, we know about scalping, right? How many Native American tribes considered that their rite of passage? Or what about spirit walks, where you take, what did they take back in the day? Peyote, the cactus plant, and you go on a hallucinogenic journey, you follow your spirit animal, and guide you, shows you your path. I remember hearing a story, think it was about Crazy Horse, and he didn't get his name. I think this is Crazy Horse. I could be absolutely wrong. Feel free to correct me. But he didn't get his name until he went on his spirit journey. He had a different name up until his journey. He followed the horse, and he found out what he was to do, and so to say. But what's our current day rite of passage? What does our current society dictate that to be? Back in the late 60s and 70s and early 80s, as far as the stories have been told to me, your rite of passage was getting a car. And I still see that as part of our rite of passage, our ticket, our keys to freedom, our chance to go where we want, not just limited to feet, bicycles, and public transportation. What about graduating school? I look at my high school diploma as a rite of passage, more or less, as that I did complete something. Might not get me very far in the actual real world, but it's something. But then what level of college degree all of a sudden becomes our rite of passage? Is it the one that gets you the job that you want? What about something like childbirth? Is that a rite of passage? On both sides of the coin, mother and father, where it's a new stage of life. It's a new learning, it's a new experience, something to bring to the world. A living badge, so to speak. I know in the Catholic religion, there's communion. You got to go to class and you got to learn about it and respect it. Then when you're allowed to, you're finally allowed to receive communion. I know in the Jewish community, you have the bar and the bat mitzvahs. And as far as I understand, those are their significant markers that says that this boy or girl has entered adulthood, I believe. I'm not Jewish. So please forgive me if I'm wrong. But where do we become adults? Is it our 18th birthday? When we're allowed to go out and vote and buy cigarettes? And is it our 21st birthday when we go out to the bar and our friends get us extremely drunk, try and teach us a lesson, welcome us to adulthood, being able to go to the bar? Is it 25 when car insurance supposedly goes down? When you're able to rent a car? Is it when you rent your own place all on your own? Buy your own home? When you're living without roommates, is that a rite of passage? Or is there a point where we have to live with the roommates to appreciate it? And then when we graduate, is that our rite of passage? What about when we start our online business, start our podcast, start our video YouTube stream? Does that involve a rite of passage? But again, where's our grow up point? Because as I see it, things are getting more and more expensive. People are hanging around longer. Jobs are not as fruitful as they used to be. Instead of being an actual source of funding, there's the evolution of micropayments under something like value for value or clicks per watch or whatever with advertisements. I don't know how that works, but you know, for every 1,000 videos that are 1,000 views, you get 15 cents or whatever the number is. But when do we know we've grown up? That's not to say we're not all grown up. Bumper sticker that I recall One of my absolute favorite bumper stickers. Growing up is optional. Growing old is not. I might have gotten that backwards, but you know, we all grow old. We all have life experiences, vastly different from one another, and yet on some level, we all share the same experience. We've all got to kind of cruise through this world and make the best of it that we know how to. Expand and grow and age appropriately. But yeah, that's it. It's a short one. Like I said, just trying to get some talking points out there. Something for us to discuss and question. Find our own rites of passage as we venture through. I'm Billy Bones. BillyBon. The number 3S. I got a website. BillyBones.com. You find me on Twitter. @BillyBones. All spelt the same. Hit me up with questions, your comments, your love mail, your hate mail. And I'm hoping you found some value out of this episode or any previous episodes. And if you did, give it a share, please. Other than that, I hope you enjoy. We'll talk to you next week. Love you guys.